This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget about the fact that a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the RonEdwards.com website, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
They've been waiting. They've been waiting since 2 o'clock to get out there and make some noise, because the last person they made noise for was Kyle Warren at 2:05. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, we've got a caller who's been waiting patiently on the line, and I know she's got a good question for you. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I was listening to the demonetization of the dollar, and that's just all part of trying to get America to go communist. So I was just wondering, how in the world can you summarize, can you find a list, like, of how many 42 things that would change America into communism, i.e., like, in Cuba, they make a dollar a day or $20 a month, and if you go to the hospital, you need to bring your own sheets and take somebody with you to help take care of you. That's communism. How can you just summarize all of those things in one piece of paper to show all those kinds of things that would happen or that are happening, like mandatory vaccines? That's taking your rights away and taking your guns away, taking your property away. How do you summarize all that in one sheet of paper?
All right, it's easy. Number one, I've never found a communist country anywhere in the world where it's what's called successful when it comes to the part of the people. The only people that win in that are the people at the top of the pyramid.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you look at the Communist Manifesto, and you can see how many elements of the Communist Manifesto the United States already operates under.
Mm-hmm.
Your income tax, for example. You don't have any private property rights anymore in this country. The Biden administration is trying to diminish our standard of living through more and more communist-style regulatory measures. It's happening all around us every day.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But then again, if you live where I live, the people that actually control where you live are the homeowners association, and we still have it our way.
Amen and hallelujah. There are exceptions to the rule in this country, mm-hmm. and Florida is one of them. But mm-hmm. for the most part, it's sad but true that it's going in the wrong direction towards communism.
Well, let's talk about New York State Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who yesterday had a press conference. She tried to distance herself from Andrew Cuomo at that press conference, and she's set to take office, of course, as governor, the first female governor in the state of New York, on August the 24th, when Andrew Cuomo's resignation actually takes effect. So she's a little bit different than Cuomo. However, I think she's got her marching orders from the group, if you will, the ruling junta, if you want to call them that. And I believe that she's going to be kind of a docile type, just go along to get along type person.
Well, that's what the Democrat Party is, the go along to get along gang. As long as you're socialist oriented, you're okay. And by the way, philosophically, she is very socialist oriented, just like her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo. The only difference is, I guess, she appears to be a little nicer. She says it's going to have a more open administration and all of that, and she wants to appear a little different, but she's not. Philosophically, she's the same, if not even worse in some areas, than Andrew Cuomo, and that's unfortunate for the people of the great state of New York. And like you said, she's taking over, I believe it's the 14th of August.
No, 24th.
Oh, now it's the 24th. I read.
No, it's 12. It's 14 days from when it was announced.
Okay. Well, I read an article here. It says that the 14th.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, 24th. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it doesn't look good. I'm not very optimistic about any great changes for the good of the people of New York, because she's taking over. Her administration may be a little cleaner. I don't think there'll be any sexual harassment issues. But other than that, politically, it's all, you know, the same, basically.
Well, what's going to happen is, I'll make a prediction right now based on what I'm hearing in New York. They need to get Buffalo back on the, at least purple rather than blue. Buffalo went Democrat back in the last
yep.
election, and they need to get that back. And I think they can do it because Buffalo is suffering right now. The people over there, a lot of bad policies going on over there. So I think they can do that. But anyway, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, which we're coming up on right now. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And there's some strange guy in the radio that's going to take us to break. Let's hear what this strange guy sounds like.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. They happen to have a whole bunch of locations, starting with the one in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, you can also test drive the all-brand-new redesigned Nissan Rogue. That's the hottest SUV on the market. They're selling like hotcakes. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale price right now. So take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. By the way, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans and first responders, as well as church pastors, get great deals on their rides. Now, don't forget, you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle at Moss Nissan with the Moss Care that comes with every vehicle. And Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you because that's going to save you more money, $500 to be exact. Say that right off the bat. And they're going to make a note of that, and you're going to get $500. Don't wait till after you make the deal. It doesn't work that way. You got to say that to begin with. Okay, so that's that. Now, here comes Rod Edwards' Notebook.
Has the civil or bastardized rights form of integration helped or harmed black Americans? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you in part by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Many black Americans during the early to mid-20th century suffered the indignities of segregation. Vicious Democrat lawmakers throughout the United States, with help from the militant wing of the Democrat Party known as the KKK, strictly enforced segregation through lynchings, burnings of both black Americans and their homes and businesses. The Civil Rights Movement brought an end to segregation, but ironically, the end of segregation ushered in a swift collapse of many successful businesses, including black-owned hospitals, high-quality hotels, and the demise of numerous black business districts throughout the Republic. That happened because leftist politicians like Lyndon Baines Johnson and others convinced black leaders favored by Johnson to persuade blacks to massively abandon black-owned businesses for the perceived joy of eating at lunch counters that were previously off-limits. As a result, the self-made black underclass that suffered economically, while a few chosen big mouths like Al Winbag Sharpton have benefited mightily from talking loud and saying absolutely nothing, trading one form of misery for another. Is that what you want? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, and it's Ron Edwards. And by the way, I'm going to, just a minute, I got to do something here. Oh, I had to take a sip of that delicious Constitutional Grounds coffee. I'll tell you. And, Ron, you know, you've outdone yourself. I know you're not Juan Valdez, but you did a pretty good job of imitating him, because this coffee is really good. Now, folks, you can go over to his website, theronedwards.com, to make your purchase over there. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup, right?
Absolutely, and also remember to use the RE20 promo code.
Yep.
And receive 20% off of your great purchase, and it is a great coffee that you do want in your cup.
I know, and I got it in my cup right now, and I like it. This is the best time of the day to be drinking coffee. Okay, back to the plan here. Minneapolis and the Democratic leader there that decided to come up with this great thing to celebrate the rioters that were burning the police precinct as part of pure righteousness. They're upside down. I mean, these people are upside down.
Well, we're living in a time when they call evil good and good evil, and this is a perfect example of that. Anyone who believes that the burning down of police precinct headquarters is okay or good or righteous or whatever is pretty twisted in their head. You know, here's a quote from this situation. They killed George Floyd, and took every opportunity to escalate, agitate, and make things worse. The cops are rioting. I mean, what a twerk. He said that the cops are rioting and the people are responding. Yeah. And, you know, that's nothing more than a bunch of bull capitalists with a hit.
Right.
And the people have to ignore these types of individuals. And, you know, you have to get better people in office.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line here. This guy should be toast. If he were in another state, I won't name the state, I'm pretty sure that he would be toast.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Tom Emmer, I think that's his name, or Emmer.
Right.
Of Minnesota, who chairs the National Republican Congressional Committee, responded to Hogan's op-ed. He said, "This is more proof Democrats only care about advancing their radical agenda." And that's true.
That's right.
Not the safety of Americans. There's no denying it. Democrats are following Devin Hogan, John Thompson, and Cori Bush's lead to defund the police, and I'll add, to harm Americans.
Yep. Now, the White House contradicted the Pentagon's grim prediction about Afghanistan, and they said, well, the Afghan forces have what they need to defeat the Taliban. They forgot about one little thing, and that's the desire to win and engage in the fight. The Afghan military, from the reports that I'm getting, are taking their uniforms off and just running away from the battlefield almost as fast as they can. The Taliban today took the 10th provincial capital over.
Yes.
They got 75% of the country under control of the Taliban.
This is something that I, you know, based upon something that I learned, I don't know, actually the hard way as a teenager. You don't leave a fight until you've beaten the enemy to the point where he cannot fight back.
That's right.
The U.S. Army knows how to do this, but the government that controls the United States Army is asinine, and they continue to put our forces in situations not to win, but just hold the line until it's decided by someone that they should finally leave and then watch what happens. This is simply another case of that. This stuff started in mass, I think, with the Korean, after the Korean conflict. And we haven't won a battle.
Yeah, well, they fired MacArthur over this.
Then. Oh, yeah. MacArthur
was going to take the North Koreans and drive them all the way back to China.
Yeah, he was a visionary. He understood history and he understood how people operated, but they blew him out of the out of his position just because he spoke out. And his president at the time, was it Truman?
Yeah.
Did not want to ruffle the communist feathers, I guess.
Give him hell, Harry.
Yeah. And he predicted that we would be back over there.
Yep.
So, and we were.
Yep. Yep. All right. Now, there is a black mother who filed a complaint against a black principal who separated the students by race. What the heck? And that was in Georgia, of all places.
Kyla Posey is her name. And, I've read the story a number of times, and I still can't believe it. And you have a black principal of this particular school who said, hey, her name is, Sharon Briscoe.
Mm-hmm.
And she decides she's going to separate the children by race. Now, how many times have you heard through the years, Captain, a black activist saying, they don't want to be around us. They're racist. They're this, that, and the other. Then you have blacks today saying we're going to segregate.
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere in college.
Going backwards.
Yeah, on college campi, you've got the separate sleeping quarters, I guess, for race by race and everything like that. Separate classes, separate graduations. You're right. It's going backwards. And that's another part of the disunity of this country. We're supposed to be unified as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
To heck with what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's what is your character. Mm-hmm. Do you care about yourself? Do you care about your country? Do you care about your family? And do you love God?
Okay.
That should be the prerequisite of being an American.
Okay. Now, the media coronavirus hypocrisy has been on display as it's been downplaying the Obama-palooza. Where they had they never said a word about it, and instead decided to turn on the go against the Sturgis bikers that were there and go, oh my God, it's a super spreader! All these people are going to die, they're going to get sick, they're going to die. Yeah, they had one last year and it didn't happen.
Of course, it didn't happen. It's just a hypocrisy. That's all. Bigotry based hypocrisy. They hate. Republicans, they hate decent people, like the good people out there in Sturgis. And they love people like Ali Obama and that ilk. And it's okay, whatever the hell they do. In an inside tent, by the way.
All right, hold that thought because I got to go. And that means that I will be talking to you, let's see, Tuesday. But we'll be playing an Edwards Notebook over the weekend.
Absolutely.
All right, you take care and have a great day. All right.
You too, Godspeed.
All right, raw. Edwards, everybody, and I'll be right back with... Lauren from Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Don't go anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made, providing close air support and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversations with Lauren Kelly, who happens to be not only an author, but she also happens to be a mother and a grandmother, and you've heard about Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Well, she is the originator and the person that wrote the books, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I want to tell everybody right off the bat that you are going to be at the small business symposium that we're going to have here at the Grand Hyatt on the Causeway on September the 23rd, and people can meet you. All they got to do is sign up and come on over.
I know. I'm really, really excited. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking forward to talking to you today because we were here, of course, with author Lauren Kelly, the author of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the book series, to talk about must-have children's books. So good morning, Lauren, and tell us about that.
Well, the book I'm recommending today is a guidebook that recommends books that build a young person's moral character, and it's called Straight Enough Up, Books That Build Character, A Guide to Teaching Your Child Moral Values Through Stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this book was published in 1984, and the first section of the book consists of about five chapters that inform the adult reader why the authors chose the books that they chose, and a moral lesson, of course, being the requirement, the main requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So there are eight various categories, from the littles to the older kids,
mm-hmm.
and they start with picture books, fables, fairy tales, and then for more of our older readers, myths, sacred texts, historical and contemporary fiction.
Hmm. Now, what are some of the other categories?
Oh, no, those are it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Those are the eight categories.
Well, that covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I think it's most helpful because most families don't have a lot of time, and this really, you know, fine-tunes it so you can focus and make sure that the books that you pick, easy for me to say,
yeah.
will be books that will be teaching your kids what's important to you.
Well, starting with the little kids, what are some of the recommended books?
Well, beginning with the young reader, this book recommends Goodnight Moon and Where the Wild Things Are as books that will teach your children moral values. Now, Goodnight Moon and Where the Wild Things are books most families have in their home. So how to read these books to your kids is actually covered in the first part of the book,
mm-hmm.
What to point out and what to show them to lead them up into a moral value.
Mm-hmm.
And then bit by bit, only a paragraph, the authors take you through, they take a book and they say, this is the moral value that will pop right out if you...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look for it, you will find it. Such as When the Wild Things Are, the parent is taught that to highlight that just because a child is disciplined, it doesn't mean that they're not loved. And this is a familiar book with most of us. And the mother does discipline the child, and she sends him to his room because he's been bad. So he, in his head, retreats to, he rules the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, thinking he's got to rule the world now because he's been banished forever. But yet outside the door, he hears his mom mm-hmm. leave him a hot meal. So her love to him as a parent, you know, despite she's still got to discipline him.
Now, for the older kids, is it different?
Well, a real inspiration for me was Black Beauty. And I find that for the younger kids, it's a picture book. But for the older, once you get to middle kids, sometimes an animal, which is why I chose Tuggy, an animal is a very wonderful teaching tool. So Black Beauty, which is probably, one we all know, because it leaves the reader with the reflection of an animal is not something to be treated cruelly.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes Black Beauty from when colt to middle age, when he drives a wagon and drives a gentry. And then in the end, he's driving a taxi cab, and he's rather not well-treated. And it really makes a child reflect on, I maybe should be a nicer person to my animals and nicer person to creatures that aren't as strong as me.
Mm. Well, Black Beauty reminds me of the person that was in it that I had a crush on, terrible crush, Natalie Wood.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I remember her years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's,
oh, she.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, a lot of these books do really have companion movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, say like National Velvet with, Elizabeth Taylor or Old Yeller. For the older children, was a great Disney movie, and that middle group, animals really are a good teaching tool for those middle school kids.
Hmm. Now, what do you think about when you talk about books and things like this? What do you think about the modern day books that are out there? I've seen a lot of different things: dogs and cats and chickens and rabbits and this, that, and the other. I mean, things have really turned around.
Well, there's some wild kind of books that get turned into movies or such, like, say, Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
which are really funny, which are really funny. A lot of the Disney stuff with the animals, if you look at it closely, promotes a lot of teamwork, and promotes a lot of teamwork when the characters are very, very different from each other. And that's kind of the moral of those stories. But this particular book, what it highlights more and it brings you back more to is for young people to get a core set of values almost like within themselves. So I always say, what is it? Morals are what you do when no one's looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this book kind of brings you back to more than, teamwork. You know, teamwork makes the dream work.
Mm-hmm.
This is more a little bit like, as a standalone child and as a standalone young adult, to do the right thing.
Mm. Well, we're all okay with the kids going back to school here in Florida, but a lot of families spread throughout the country may hit some bumps along the way, Lauren, and what can we tell them?
Well, we can tell them to go to their libraries. We can tell them to go to any kind of book fair, any kind of free fest, because very often there are free books there. And I would say maybe go to any kind of book, magazine,
mm-hmm.
even videos, if there's free videos or secondhand videos,
mm-hmm.
to really read the back covers, really read with a critical eye, not just think, especially if their kids are not going to be going back to school properly,
mm-hmm.
to really read, is this a worthwhile book or video or such, even to bring into my house? Because the name of the game with most everyone now, as a grandmother myself, and having gone through the COVID with school-age kids, it's too easy to just mm-hmm. want to occupy them.
Well,
and it's kind of more important to teach.
Well, I want to remind everybody before we have to part company here that your book and the website, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, education approaches of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were being presented and taught were in line with our values, but we know that that just is no longer the case, especially with this CRT that's out there. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart's a must. So that's where the grandmother, the mother, the author, and the Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, specifically Lauren Kelly, comes in, because you've written three great little books for the grade school kids. And the beautiful educational books teach children history with the heart. Now, you've got volume number 1, volume number 2, volume number 3. But the most important thing about it is Tuggy's family and friends move throughout American history examining the crises that are result in our country's greatest conflicts, and the way you put that forth is extremely interesting. So, folks, go to TuggyToPatriotPup.com, TuggyToPatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. The books are in English and Spanish, too. Lauren, I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. You have yourself a great, great day. Looking forward to see you when you come down here.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. That's Lauren Kelly, everybody. TuggyToPatriotPup.com. TuggyToPatriotPup.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. By the way, that number is terrestrial as well as internet and satellite. We do have a new affiliate in India, and we're getting as many as 100,000 listeners a night on the internet to our radio show in India. And that number went up from 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. It just kept going up and up and up, and it's still going up. So hello to everybody in India. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure that you also give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. Now, you know, folks, we get letters to the editor. I'm the editor. And
the letters we get vary. Sometimes I get them in the thousands, and I just try to pick the best ones I can. So whatever you put in the title section, okay, where it says subject, that's what's going to get my attention. Other than that, I can't do much. Now, I want to tell you about one person, UBK, the initials, in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm not sure, but I think I've gotten a letter from this person before, an email from them before. Now, this is what UBK in Atlanta had to say. Captain, you and your guests rock. You've got a superb show. We appreciate you so very much. But it literally breaks my heart and makes me weep with what I see going on in America today. People like Victor Davis Hanson have made an accurate diagnosis of what's going on. The United States of America is descending into madness. Look it up. You don't have to be smart to figure out what's coming next, and it isn't good. Pure evil is what it's going to be. Pure evil. Your friend in Atlanta, UBK, keep up the great work. Well, thank you, UBK. I appreciate that and appreciate you. All right. To the telephone lines we go. Good morning, Bad Gammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I heard that lady, Laura, I believe, talking about we're going towards communism and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in communism, one of their great tenets was dictatorship of the proletariat. Mm-hmm. Well, I maintain we're having dictatorship of the bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was that with the interest rates rising and stuff, mm-hmm. pretty soon our bond debt is going to go up, and the interest rate on the bonds rises, then we're going to have real trouble paying our bond debt. All right,
well,
that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you, hang on a second, do you think we're going to pay our debt back? You know, we know our national debt is, I don't see how we can do that.
No, what I'm saying is that as the interest rate rises, the new bonds, we're going to sell our bonds, the interest rates on those bonds is going to have to be higher in order for them to be sold.
Right.
And countries are not going to, we're not going to be able to pay the debt on the bonds.
You're right.
Taxes will be collected.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for the call.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bag Ammon Bob. And he made it to lunch the other day over at Mission Barbecue. And we appreciated seeing him. And you too can be a regular on Tuesdays, Mission Barbecue, at Westwater Avenue. Now, America needs you, folks. I keep having people say on the show, and even Denise has said it a couple times, where's the Tea Party? Where's the Tea Party? We haven't gone anywhere. We may have changed our name, some of our groups, from Tea Party to Patriots or whatever, or Constitutional whatever. But guess what? We're still there, and we're still operating, and we're still doing things in plain sight. We're just not out there 500, 1,000 people at a time like we used to be at some of these rallies, or more than that. Now, we save our rally time for when we go to a Trump rally. That's where we go, and that's where you'll see us wearing our colors. It's that simple. But America needs you and me and everybody to get on board. The hardcore, progressive, left, socialist, communist, and liberal big tech companies, the fake news media, and the new Democratic Party, which is what they call themselves, the Democratic Socialists, have all teamed up to take me and you down, and more importantly, to take America down. Well, it ain't going to happen. Not on my watch, not on yours either, if you step up and decide to make a difference. Now, it's the liberal elitists versus all of us. And friends, the time has come, and we all need to pick up the pace a little bit. Doesn't take a lot of effort to fly an American flag at your home, or put one in the back of your pickup truck, or buy one of those little flags and put it on your radio antenna, something like that. Make sure you say God bless America every chance you get. Make sure you say thank you to the police officers, the firefighters, the EMS people, the military when you see them. And it's more important now than ever that we remain strong, which is why I'm asking you to step up. We need to, and we can, absolutely crush the far-left Democrats and their evil intentions for our great America before we won't be able to. So get involved. Volunteer. Seek out like-minded friends and groups. We can and we will prevail. Manatee County, you've got the Manatee Patriots there. It meets at Mixon's every Tuesday. Now, they'll be off until September the 14th because Mixon's is going to shut down for a month, so they won't have meetings for a month starting after this week. But you'll see them out and about on street corners and other places meeting. The Tampa Bay Trump Club, which still calls themselves by that name, the Tampa Bay Trump Club, will be meeting on Tuesday night at Mugs in the Icott Center, right there on Olmerton at 53rd. Make sure you stop by if you can. By the way, we're going to have Trevor Loudon is going to be our speaker that night. Very, very, very intelligent guy and a conservative extraordinaire. But the thing of it is, folks, is we can do it. We can make a difference. We can take our country back. And the Democrats have always known that their true calling has been, but for the first time in many years, they're now able to achieve it. It's called control. COVID has done that to them. They're still playing games with the numbers in Florida going, oh, well, you had 19,000. You didn't have 28. You had 19,000 on Sunday. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. They're adding 2 days together to get a false number. I know it. I've seen the numbers. Jeez. And these people are trying to take advantage of us and you and me. And even though the far left claims they didn't know that fewer police officers would bring about more crime, you bet they did. They didn't know the far left claimed that they didn't realize that closing a pipeline would mean less gas, higher prices, and dependence on foreign oil. Oh, yes, they did. Don't buy the lie. The left just doesn't care about you and about me. They care about power. They care about themselves. They care about their agenda. And they don't give a rat's tutu about any of us. The Save the Planet crap? That's just what it is, crap. As long as they can make a dollar, they'll save any planet. Pick one. Bill Gates, George Soros, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Matthew Lau, Dr. Dasset, Joe Biden, all in cahoots. And the money? Two main characters, George Soros and Bill Gates. The Open Society Foundation, that's George Soros and a myriad of other organizations tied to him. That's where the money comes from. And it goes to the progressive left, liberal Democrats. Think about that. Doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. It's all there. And by the way, sounds like I got to go. Don't forget to check out my buddies over at Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary services. And Everglades Equipment Group, store near you. And I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch with more. I hope everybody has a great day. Do something. Do a random act of kindness to somebody. God bless America. See you tonight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.